Speaker!
Parliament began the 2013 sitting year, as usual, with the Prime Minister's statement.
Mr Speaker, I move that this House express its confidence in the National Led Government and commend its programme for 2013 as set out in the Prime Minister's statement to Parliament.
Mr Key then devoted half of his 20-minute speech to slagging off the opposition, concentrating his attack on Labour.
And let's be honest, David Cunliffe remains about as popular in the Labour caucus as a pussycat at Gareth Morgan's house. So here's a bit of fresh thinking and new ideas for Mr Shearer. Get Mr Cunliffe a bell. At least next time you'll see him coming when the coup comes, Mr Speaker.
Opposition leader David Shearer replied in kind.
Speaker, the Labour Party will oppose this motion and has no confidence in the government. The only thing missing from that speech, Mr Speaker, was the punchline, because surely that speech was an absolute joke. I'm flattered, though, Mr Key spent so much time talking about the opposition. New Zealanders actually don't want stand-up comedy. They want somebody to stand up for them.
The response to the Prime Minister's statement of the third largest party, the Greens, was from their co-leader, Matiria Ture.
A quote from Bill English comes to mind. Is that it? Was that it? 6 weeks over summer to think about new policy and the government comes up with precisely nothing yet again.
Matiria Ture was also critical of what was not in the Prime Minister's statement.
Not a word on the crisis in manufacturing and the 40,000 jobs lost. Not a single word on climate change, not mentioned once in the statement. Just one sentence on child poverty, not an utterance.
Matiria Ture of the Greens, which has 14 MPs, while New Zealand First now has 6 MPs following the expulsion of Brendan Horan by their leader Winston Peters.
Mr Speaker, I move a motion of no confidence in the government for the following obvious reasons.
Although Mr Peters may have had his reasons for lacking confidence in the government, there was no need for him to move an amendment, with the government motion expressing confidence in itself, giving other parties the chance to support it or not. But that didn't stop his former caucus colleague, Brendan Horan, and one of his current MPs, Andrew Williams, from moving their own amendments. Winston Peters ended his speech with a warning.
If this country continues going down the road of a constitutional review based on a constitution where the cornerstone will be the Treaty of Waitangi, if this country goes down that road, then two things will have happened. The National Party and the ACT Party will have totally betrayed the constituency out there that they promised never to do that on. And the second thing is, this country will have no future.
Mr Peters got an immediate response from the Māori Party's co-leader, Tariana Turia.
Lest we forget, Te Treaty o Waitangi provides us with the constitutional pou upon which any discussion of nationhood can emerge.
Māori Party co-leader Tariana Turia. The debate on the Prime Minister's statement continued through Tuesday and was interrupted by the adjournment at 10 on Wednesday night, with 3 hours and 23 minutes of its 15 hours remaining. It will be polished off after Parliament resumes on Tuesday, March the 12th, under a new Speaker, following this announcement from the Clerk of the House, Mary Harris, at the start of Thursday's sitting.
Honourable Members, I wish to advise the House that the office of Speaker is vacant.
Clerk then called for nominations.
Honourable Prime Minister.
Madam Clerk, I nominate the Honourable David Carter for the office of Speaker. The
Clerk asked if there were any more candidates.
Madam Clerk, I nominate the Honourable Trevor Mallard for the position of Speaker.
David Shearer's nominee, his shadow leader of the House, caused more laughter when he revealed how he'd helped drum up votes for his opponent.
I read in the New Zealand Herald's website that the Prime Minister thought, or they indicated the Prime Minister thought, that the vote was going to be at 3 o'clock, and I tweeted just to make sure that our members did know that it was 2, to make sure that we had a fair result.
And with Trevor Mallard's help on Twitter, David Carter won the personal vote when 62 MPs filed through the ayes lobby, one more than the number required for a bare majority in this parliament, but well clear of his opponent on 52. It was an echo of the last election of a speaker mid-term, when Labour's Jonathan Hunt left to be High Commissioner in London and his successor, Margaret Wilson, was challenged by National's Clem Simich and ex-Ken Shirley. In Parliament since 1994, winning Selwyn, then Banks Peninsula for National, before transferring to the party's list, Mr Carter was the Minister for Primary Industries in this government. With a National whip on either arm, the Speaker-elect was led up to the chair to a standing ovation from the government benches while the opposition remained seated. Mr. Carter wound up the sitting on Thursday by inviting MPs to accompany him to Government House to witness his swearing-in before completing his first official duty in the chair.
The House stands adjourned till 2 o'clock, February 12, 2013.
I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.